Welcome to Real Money Radio, the show that focuses on real people, real problems, and real solutions. Here's your host, certified financial planner, David Holland.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. All right, you ready? I've got a provocative statement for you. How would you like to grow your business for financial effectiveness and that also changes the course of history? How about designing work for enlightened disruption, making a business extraordinary for financial return, human development, and contribution, and improve democracy? Those are two pretty strong, lofty objectives for any business. And we are so fortunate to have Carol Sanford on the line with us. She's author, speaker, consultant, and those goals are right out of her work and body of contribution to the business world. CarolSanfordInstitute.com is the website for today's program. And the book, there's several of them. We're going to talk about The Responsible Business, Reimagining Sustainability and Success. And Carol's books, ready for this, required reading at Harvard Business School, Stanford Engineering and Management Science, MIT Sloan, among dozens of others. And she comes to us really as a well-known and what we sometimes call in the business world a thought leader in business innovation disruption, how to do it, not just in theory. And she has a just vast amount of experience in the field of helping businesses think differently about how to be both profitable and, of course, contributing to society in general. So let's dive right in and let me welcome Carol to the program. Carol, thanks for taking some time for us.
Oh, thank you so much for inviting me.
My pleasure. And listen, there's so much here. We've got, the time will go fast. So I have to dive right in. First, with a couple of these statements, you know, they are, I'm known for making provocative statements, but good grief, you got me beat in spades here. You know, it's just, I love it. How to change the course of history. So, all right. So I'm a financial planner. I have my business. I help people the best I can and as many people as I can. I've got a team of 20 people that help me do it. And I want to change the world, at least for the people I work with, and make their lives easier and for them and for their families. So what do I do?
Well, first, it's really important to notice the difference between the idea of change the course of history and change the world. Change the world is kind of a grandiose, arrogant, who would ever know? But you can, with small, minute things, change the course of history. And that can happen at many levels, as you just said. It can happen for someone who has retirement money. They've got to make a decision. They don't know how to make a decision. And when they come into you, the course of their history is about to be small and limited. You can, for that one person, start to give advice, and you feel the enthusiasm, the excitement when that person says, oh, my future could be different. So let's don't just assume that it has to be only like change the world. But I do know that the work that I have done with businesses, and I work with Google, I work with DuPont, I've worked with Colgate-Palmolive, Procter & Gamble, I've worked on, you know, five continents. I'm not yet hanging out on the ice floes, but in those cases, what we do is make similar kinds of thoughts get question, you know, brought into to question, which is, if we were to change, so let's just take an example. I'm going to give you a strange Google example, one okay. Nobody knows that Google is doing. Google gives its employees, primarily engineers, 20% time, which means like a fifth of your life when you're at work, to decide something that you want to seriously impact, and you want to bring it all the way back, a link, not just from that serious impact, but back to what Google could do and back to what you as a person could lead. One of these guys decided that he wanted to change our relationship to food on the planet. And he said, right now, what we're doing is creating serious challenges with how we grow, how we tend the soil, right, how we eat. You know, we're incredibly unhealthy. And he said, I'd like to change that. Hmm. Now, he doesn't step up and take on a massive endeavor. It is a massive endeavor, but it's with a small pinpointed change. He's brought together the major universities who work on food and food science and health science, many companies, including catering companies, people who supply the food for corporations, and he has them in dialogue and developing projects, which each of those projects could make a difference. One of them is working already significantly changing the downside we have of chocolate and cacao and coffee beans, where very shortly you and I cannot have a cup of cocoa or coffee in the morning because of the declining problems. Now, he did that not by him going and spending time in Ghana or some other country or Ecuador, but by bringing together people, and as he says, having people create the conversation is hard to have, and Google holds the space for that. Now, that's different scales, right? You talking with a retiring couple who is trying to figure out how to change the course of their future, and maybe hopefully you get them when they're 25 or at worst 40, all of that can change the course of history. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. I mean, it's all in where you can make that contribution. And one of the things I stress is meeting people where they are, because that history, you well put, Carol, it's going to change because, and in fact, it's a vantage point that I have of not necessarily having all of that ingrained history that the couple has and you know, being so close to the trees that I can't see the forest. And so we clearly see this as a demarcation and a shift that's going to happen and where they need to go going forward.
So I want to add one little piece, and this is like advice. You know, you said you're sitting on my therapy couch, right?
Yes, that's right.
I don't talk about meeting people where they are. I talk about meeting people slightly ahead of where they are.
Okay, I like that.
Now, there's a difference in that one also. Language matters, but in this one, it's the concept too, which is if you don't disrupt people, you can't actually get them to learn. They can't think better. So, and I'm doing that to you right now, right? If I just joined with you, I could run down a track and we wouldn't really have much change. But when I go into a business every day, the first time I'm there, I go in as an educator, I give them something that destabilizes how they've been thinking, disrupts their thinking, and out of it becomes what I call enlightened ideas. Innovation can emerge, but it can't emerge with starting where you are with current existence. You need to start with something that is outside of that. I call them first principles, like how do things really work? You accept that? What do you think? I do.
I like the idea. And you know, the spirit that I take is when I say I meet somebody where they are, is I want to say, okay, you're here now. Now we need to go forward. But I like your approach because you're already setting up a shift in their thinking.
Yeah. And you have to do this only out of deeply loving and caring about people. If you do it to show how smart you are, it doesn't work and you change nothing.
Right.
And in fact, they probably won't be back.
Right. I totally agree with that. If it's not authentic, you're not going, it's not going to last and you're not going anywhere. And point very well taken.
Right. And one of the books you didn't mention, The Responsible Entrepreneur, what I did is took 15 case stories, I call them, of people who started with ideas that were seemingly small but slightly ahead of where everyone else could go, including Steve Jobs, who I worked with when they were first founding Apple, and many of the folks who were getting MBAs where I was teaching. And each of those stories shows you how if you build this link between you, something you think could be change the course of this history or a larger history, you will start to design and work with people in a different way. You could even decide you want to change the way people think about retirement. If you can do it with one person, or you could take a concept, and I don't even know what that'd be, but I bet you've got some, that you know that how people are thinking. I mean, like me, I'm 74 years old. I haven't retired. I don't even imagine retiring. It's not because I have to have money. It is because I have to have a life that makes a difference. So if you decided everything I'm going to do advising people is helping them really think about how they increase the meaning and increase the difference that they can make, the contribution they can make, now what you've done is built will for them to really be able to step into the kind of things you need them to do functionally, like how they deal with money. But it's very hard to move something if you don't disrupt it. And then the second principle is you have to introduce something that awakens so much will that people cannot not do it.
That's pretty compelling, Carol. That's pretty good. All right.
Thank you.
No, that's excellent. I don't have to say anything now. I'm just going to sit here and think about that. No, that's very good because I think it's easy for us, and I know you're probably predictably what I'll say here. It's easy to get in a rut, and it's easy to follow existing patterns of behavior and what the norms are. And you know, the challenge for so many people, which we'll dig into this a little bit maybe. Let's grab a break and I'll come back to it. If you're just joining us, Carol Sanford, ladies and gentlemen, author, speaker, consultant, and the website, lots of wonderful information and good resources, carolsanfordinstitute.com. And the book I'm holding is The Responsible Business, Reimagining Sustainability and Success. And as Carol mentioned, she's also got several other books, The Responsible Entrepreneur, and then we've got one coming out later in 2016, Regenerative Organization, Designing Work for Enlightened Disruption. We'll grab a quick break, come back, talk to Carol. Stay right there.
The Rice and Rose Law Firm is celebrating 30 years of service in Volusia and Flagler counties. I'm Paul Rice, President and Managing Partner of Rice & Rose. The Rice & Rose Law Firm has a department dedicated to estate planning, wills, trusts, and probate. We also provide legal guidance if you need a power of attorney, living will, or health care surrogate. Contact the Rice & Rose Law Firm at our Daytona Beach office at 257-1222 or visit our website at ricerosenlaw.com.
How's this for convenient one-stop shopping? Holland Financial offers so many services through its subsidiaries, like fee-based investment management, financial planning, retirement and estate planning, fixed annuities, long-term care, disability and life insurance, and tax return preparation. Our founder, David Holland, also has specialized training to serve as a trustee and executor for families wanting sound financial stewardship for their beneficiaries. Many of your neighbors and local families have chosen Holland Financial because we've helped them plan stronger. Call 671-PLAN and meet with David one-on-one or visit Holland Financial at planstronger.com.
Hey, David Holland here. I'd like you to listen closely to a few words from my good friends, Tony Papandrea and Florida Hospital Hospice Care Foundation.
Hi, I'm Tony, Chairman of the Florida Hospital Hospice Care Foundation. If you need more income now with some tax advantages and would like to leave a future benefit for Florida Hospital Hospice Care, a charitable gift annuity might be a good fit for you. Learn how to include charitable gift annuities in your financial planning. They could benefit you with higher tax advantage yields than you are getting now and benefit Florida Hospital Hospice Care later. Call us at 386-586-4440 for more information.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen. Carol Sanford on the line with us, author, speaker, consultant, carolsanfordinstitute.com, and talking about the responsible business, reimagining sustainability and success, and also the responsible entrepreneur. And, you know, Carol, I'm very glad to talk with you because I think this is just such a wonderful perspective that you share. And I think people really have been hungry for things like this for a long time. And I'm going to go back and I'm going to be completely selfish and indulgent here a little bit about the work I'm doing because we kind of left off there about, you know, the people that come in to see me and I talk to. In today's world, a lot of people arrive at retirement. And you mentioned, you know, trying to plan earlier is always better, which is, of course, true. But a lot of people arrive at retirement, whatever that is for them. And not everybody can work when they're 74 for a variety of reasons that may prevent them. But they arrive at retirement with a lump sum of some sort, you know, retirement account, accumulated savings, hopefully both, the equity in their home, and Social Security. And very often there is now, of course, it's been a big shift away from the traditional defined benefit pension plan. So the people arrive at that, and now they are charged with, responsible for, making that last the rest of their life. And so, you know, advisors like me see that and go, okay, now it's time to plan. And it seems to me, to respond to a little bit of your challenge before the break, it seems to me that there is a response I want to have to that of how to help people look at that differently.
Well, I think that's true. I mean, I've never said exactly your position, but I do the same thing with corporations. And I start with three things that are kind of common terms for financial effectiveness, which is what you're talking about. I mean, the key here is not how do you work on wealth at this point, but it is really how it is you work on effectively working with what you've got. So I introduce and say, let's look at earnings, margins, and cash flow. And with a business, that makes instant sense, but it's actually true at the level of the individual, too, is really understanding what the basis of cash flow is. Now, most people just think about it's earning more money, selling something, getting a better paycheck.
Right.
But it's really about the qualitative characteristics of what you do in the world. And so if people can't work, there certainly are qualitative characteristics that attract to them the kind of support and caring and opportunity to contribute that really matters. I do believe that people become more effective with what they've got. They may not get more money, but people feel more effective when what they can see is that what they're getting their return from, they feel good about. So one of the reasons that I mentioned to you that I work with some financial investment, in fact, I work with a lot of impact investors, and I have my own podcast called The Responsible Capitalist. And what I'm doing there is getting people to think about What is sourcing what they're living on? And how is it they are working in reciprocity with that? And I find that it shifts completely how people think, because they move from this what might be called internal considering, it's all about me, to external considering, which is I'm considering more than me. If I can get people in that conversation, and I'm talking about it at the level of DuPont Corporation, and I did do that, and Chad Holliday, who eventually became chairman, CEO, and president, said that concept to him shifted more how he thought about being a leader. I think it goes all the way down to the level of everyone you talk with. If I am thinking about the world I live in, and how is it that I don't just have everything right? This takes a set of development. I would even consider, if I were in your position, books and things for people to read, because we often, by the time people get to retirement, make them selfish when they weren't their entire life. We make them selfish because they don't have skills. They may not have health. They may not have those things, but they still have the capacity to have heart. And I think the more you can give people that connection, the more they'll make better decisions on how they're going to invest, manage, spend, but also how they see kind of the legacy they're leaving. And I don't know, I just have felt for so long that that would be such a different way to drive retirement planning or financial planning. We'd be to tie it to what is the source, what's it coming from?
I love it. No, that's outstanding, Carol. I wrote it down. One of the things that really struck me in what you just shared is you're so right about it. We make people selfish because it becomes this is what I've got. And you've taken an analogy I use all the time and kind of turned it on its head. I tell people when they arrive at retirement with these lump sums of money and they have this money that it's a little bit like they've left the island they've lived on for the last however many years, and everything they have with them on the boat is what they have to sustain their journey. And that is very much an analogy about they have to be selfish and hold on to what's on there. And you really are changing the view of that. And I do love your recommendation about the communication of this. And I have written a couple of books, and I'll certainly send them to you.
Great.
Because I have tried to help people think through this and you know, how to solve these challenges. But yeah, that's an excellent way. So I need to help people think a little differently about this retirement thing and not necessarily making it so inwardly focused on keeping what they've got and maybe looking a little bit more toward the sourcing of all this and how they interact with the world around them.
Yeah, let me give you three concepts for doing this.
Okay.
There is research, and I didn't know I was going to talk about this, so I don't have it on the top of my head today, but there are several universities, and I've written quite a bit about this. There are three things that determine people, determine health, productivity, and happiness. The first is internal locus of control, which is I take responsibility for every choice, every action, and every outcome. That doesn't mean that I made it happen to me, but it means that if I don't blame, if I get away from any other blame, like the feds won't let me do it or regulations,
right, right.
I mean anything else, I will get healthier. Now, that's very weird, but it's true about money. You will feel wealthy when you feel like you are making the choices, taking responsibility. Secondly is this thing I was talking about with external considering. Mm-hmm. My grandmother used to say to me when I was a kid, she'd grab me by the nape of my neck and she'd say, "Don't you ever think about anybody else besides yourself?" And of mm-hmm. course, when you're six, you don't.
Yeah.
And she would say, she was continually trying to teach me to look at my effects. The more we look at our effects, the happier, healthier, and more productive we get and the more meaning we have. The third thing is personal agency. I have to believe that I can take action that can affect things. And it is actually a part of any planner. Like if you're a coach, not about money, but about, you know, what people are going to do for their livelihood or how they're going to raise their family, those three still hold true. So the question I would ask in a financial planner advisor's role is, how do I increase their internal locus of control, their external considering, and their sense of personal agency, and not have them feel like it has to be all about them, blaming others, and there's nothing I can do anymore. I've left the island.
Excellent. Wow. Good stuff, Carol. Carol Sanford, ladies and gentlemen, is our guest today, author, speaker, and consultant. it's a 30-minute show. It could be needs to be 3 hours, but we'll work on that, Carol. CarolSanfordInstitute.com is the website. The book, The Responsible Business, Reimagining Sustainability and Success, The Responsible Entrepreneur, and then coming soon in the fall of 2016, The Regenerative Organization, Designing Work for Enlightened Disruption. And we'll grab a break. We'll come back and talk with Carol about this concept of regeneration and what does it mean in the context of an organization and looking at whole and how things work together. Stay right there. Quick word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Having a place to go after school will make you a better student. Having an outlet to express yourself will make you a better artist. Having something to do together will make you a better family. At The Y, we're helping build better friends, listeners, writers, swimmers, scientists, and musicians, one chance at a time. Give the gift of opportunity. Support The Y.
For more information on what your Y does and how you can help, visit vfymca.org/give.
The Y, for a better us.
Hi, I'm Dr. Dan Drake. My staff and I have enjoyed delivering excellent, lasting dental care to countless patients for many years. We are a modern dental practice offering a full range of services, including cosmetic, implant, Invisalign, and general dentistry. Additionally, I am one of only a few dentists licensed to perform IV sedation, sleep dentistry to help those of you who are anxious. My belief and commitment is to deliver outstanding dental care and positive patient experiences. We look forward to serving you. If you have a dental question or concern, don't hesitate to call us at 386-673-1611 or visit AtlanticDentists.com.
Hi, this is David Holland. I've been going to Dr. Drake's office for over 20 years. I trust them, and you can too.
Hi, this is Mike Peerless, NMLS number 1073735, reverse mortgage director for Holland Mortgage Services, a subsidiary of Holland Financial. It used to be that people considered a reverse mortgage as a loan of last resort. In fact, our company's founder and host of this program, David Holland, was a skeptic himself. However, after many client requests, David investigated this product thoroughly and decided that a reverse mortgage could fit into one's overall financial plan. Holland Mortgage Services is a licensed Florida broker, and we can help you refinance your existing mortgage and stop making ongoing monthly mortgage payments. However, you're still responsible for payment of property taxes, homeowners insurance, and HOA fees. You can also tap your home's equity to pay off credit cards or put cash in the bank. Call 386-671-7526 today for a free evaluation. Sometimes, to move forward, you need to go reverse. That number again is 386-671-7526. Holland Mortgage Services, NMLS number 1432962.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, with Carol Sanford, and we're getting our money's worth. Boy, Carol, great stuff. I just love what you're doing.
Great. Thank you.
I mean, it's just fascinating. I have to remind myself I need to focus on doing this interview because I'm thinking through and trying to process everything you're giving me. I feel like I'm being force-fed, stuck to a fire hydrant here with the amount of information you're giving me.
You're not the first one to have said that.
And I'm not exactly a slow thinker, Carol. So
yeah, I know you're not.
So thank you. Everybody needs to be exposed to a fire hydrant now and then.
Yeah.
So I want to get to this other concept that we'll try to touch on here for a little bit and kind of get people a taste of this as well. You talk a lot about this regenerative organization, and I know that you head up right now the Regenerative Business Executive Education Center, University of Washington, Bothell, and you're using the word regenerative in a very specific way, and I'd love for you to give us a little bit of a taste of that, and what does it mean, and how does it apply to how businesses or how we view the world?
Right. Oh, and that's exactly it. So regeneration comes out of living sciences. So it doesn't come out of computer knowledge and way of thinking or behavioral where you have rats in a maze or even just humans. It comes from understanding seven first principles. And you'll be able to look on a different website, the Regenerative Business Summit, because I decided this question was so important. I'm producing a summit this fall for six lines of business. And I'll tell you what those are in a second. But the seven principles are, first, it always works on holes. So it never works on parts. So I was stopping you or inviting you to stop working on just their money. if you don't work on the whole of the human being, you can't get from here to there. The second is that you see everything as a potential value-adding process. It's alive, it's moving, it's changing, and it wants to add value. It wants to build on something, not extract value. The third one is that it is really about nested. So all holes are nested in some other one. So therefore, external considering says, what am I nested in? I'm not even going to count. Reciprocity is where we're always in exchange with something. And it's not unilateral or back and forth like quid pro quo. It's much more about when I do something, it goes out into the world. Like if you behave in a particular way in a family, it begins to impact the whole of the family, even though you may not be doing it with each child.
Yeah.
Singularity is the next term where it means each is unique and distinctive. It has its own being DNA. So it is when a child is born, if you've got kids, you can tell each one is uniquely different. And any parent who says, be more like your brother, is undermining that. The next kind of thing that you really want people thinking about is development, where it is that they grow and change and you're working on, which is what I do and the way I'm talking with you, is about this engagement. And the last one is to be much more focused in a way that you work on one thing that affects a lot, which is where we started this show. I said,
sure.
Don't work on everything. Work on one thing and can change the course of history. So I'm producing a summit for six streams of business, food, shelter, homes, et cetera, but also habitats, transacting, which includes money, telecommunications, technology, adorning, which includes everything from whether you get tattooed and how you wear jewelry to how you decorate your house to art, recreating, which is how we go renew, restore, bring ourselves back, which can be everything from a spa to a fabulous documentary that works on, you know, uplifting us and giving us connection to meaning. And the sixth one is communing, which are people who try and through business help connect people to something higher. So I'm in doing an invitation only conference, not a conference, a summit, where you bring the highest thinking and people who own a business or lead a part of a business to come have that conversation of how do you bring those first principles to life in the stream of business you work in. I'm working on changing the course of history myself.
Wow. That's so cool.
So I give you an invitation, and anyone who gets to me quickly at carol@carolsanford.com, we're limiting and capping this at 200 this year. We expect to be at 5,000 or 10,000 within 5 years.
Wow.
But it's going to be an amazing conversation with invited leaders to answer that question. And the new book you're talking about, The Regenerative Organization, is how do you do it inside of a business when you have employees and customers? How do you use that kind of thinking to really create something that is really non-displaceable in the market?
Excellent, Carol. Well, I wasn't going to invite myself, but so I'm glad because I heard it was invitation only. I would love to look at that and find out more about it, and we can look at that offline. But thank you for being with us, Carol. I mean, just fascinating subject, and I love the thought-provoking and the shift, the basic principles that you kind of started us with here today. Carol Sanford's been our guest today, ladies and gentlemen, author, speaker, and consultant. Carol Sanford Institute. com. And of course, we've talked about her book, The Responsible Business, Reimagining Sustainability and Success, and she's got the others as well. Go to the website for more information. Carol, love you. Wonderful. Excellent. Thank you so much.
I love you back.
All right.
Thank you so much.
All right.
Today's edition of Real Money Radio has been brought to you by Holland Financial, conveniently located on Granada Boulevard in Ormond Beach. Could you benefit from a one-on-one confidential conversation with David Holland, or would you like a second opinion to make sure that you're on the right track? Call Holland Financial at 671-PLAN or visit us at planstronger.com to schedule your no-obligation consultation. David looks forward to discussing the financial issues that matter most to you. The host of Real Money Radio, David Holland, is a certified financial planner with over 20 years of experience. And because David provides advice to clients on a daily basis, his hyperactive compliance department wants us to tell you that David Holland is an investment advisor representative of Holland Advisory Services, a registered investment advisory firm. He offers insurance and annuity products through Holland Insurance Services. Commentary given during this radio program should not be considered investment, insurance, tax, or legal advice. Views expressed concerning specific securities are not an offer to buy or sell. Investment advice and planning services can only be given after an analysis analysis of an individual situation and only where Holland Advisory Services is registered or exempt from registering. Real Money Radio is produced by Holland Productions.